It's all stations go here. A large orange inflatable ring is being dragged by a number of volunteers back to the shoreline. And the noise that you can hear behind me is the machine which is sucking the oil out of the orange ring. Now, today, it's not oil, it's styrofoam. It's a simulation exercise. But the people here believe that it's not a question of if there's going to be an oil spill, but when.
I'm very concerned. I'm living here and we see the tankers daily outside of Lofoten. Just a stone throw from our shore.
When the Russians comes along the coast, I'm getting concerned. I'm not too sure they can drive these boats.
Jørn Gunnar Halser, a local teacher, and one of his pupils, Silly Vakken, two volunteers in the WWF Clean Coast Project. Over the past year, there's been a 40% increase in tanker traffic from northwest Russia to Europe. It's expected to nearly double this year, and by 2010, it could rise to as much as 200 million tonnes. The team are practicing another clean-up technique. They've spread bark chippings onto the beach to help absorb the oil. Now they're sweeping them up and taking them away in plastic bags. The teams are now learning a new clean-up technique. They've spread bark onto the beach. This helps absorb the oil. And they've now got their brooms and their buckets out, and they're sweeping the bark away.
It does. We need a lot of people. It's a lot of work. And yesterday we did four square meters. And we did. We were 20 people, and we used one hour and a half. To clean it up, and it was a real mess.
WWF is planning to train up to 300 volunteers in Norway over the next year. Nina Jensen, who's responsible for the project, says she hopes it will stir the Norwegian government into action.
Well, basically, we think that the oil contingency in Norway is not good enough, and we feel that the government should be taking more responsibility and training more people, and also they should be giving more money to oil contingency plans overall.
In northern Norway, there are just two tugboats to pull adrift tankers from the rocks, and most of the state-owned oil spill equipment is more than 25 years old. Rasmus Hansen, head of WWF Norway, is shocked by the lack of readiness.
Our Norwegian politicians are what we call petroholics. They're very bad at focusing on anything else than the big income that we get from the oil. And they're forgetting the fact that in northern Norway, for instance, 10 times as many people work in the fisheries industry, in the tourism industry, etc. And that's permanent jobs. They can be there forever if we take care of the fish, of the bird cliffs, and of the ocean.
An oil spill around the Lofoten Islands, one of Europe's natural paradises, would have disastrous consequences for people and nature. Harald Ström is the owner of the Lofoten Aquarium.
For sure, we will not earn any money if the people leave us, because we live off the tourists. And the most of Lofoten lives off the tourists.
Uli Berglund, a local fisherman, says it would wipe him out if the spill happened at the wrong time in the wrong place, particularly in January or April, when the cod and herring spawn. WWF has successfully lobbied against oil and gas exploration around the Lofoten Islands, and there's a moratorium in place until 2009. However, Annabeth Skreder, WWF marine officer, is not convinced.
You could regard that as a win, but we don't feel it's a real win because it's not permanent. It's more like an we come back to it attitude.
WWF believes a long-term solution to reducing the risk of oil spills is to move the shipping lanes from the current 12 nautical miles from the coast to 50 in order to give greater response time. Norway could do this if it designated the Barents Sea a particularly sensitive area. However, so far, according to the environmentalists, it's dragging its feet. Claire Doole, Deutsche Welle Radio, Lofoten, Norway.